With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Maine's top election official could face impeachment in reaction to her decision to remove former President Trump from that state's primary ballot.
GOP State Representative John Andrews calls the decision by Democratic Secretary of State Shannon Bellows, in his words, hyper-partisanship on full display. And he vows to pursue an impeachment despite a Democrat-controlled legislature. Bellows, for her part, noted she suspended her decision pending an anticipated appeal. Earlier this month, the Colorado Supreme Court removed Mr. Trump from its ballot based on an interpretation of the 14th Amendment. That decision is also on hold due to appeal, each of which is likely to reach the U.S. Supreme Court. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNews.com, Russia launching a fresh drone assault on Ukraine after promising that strikes on the Russian border city of Belgorod that killed 24 people will not go unpunished. The Ukrainian Air Force said it shot down 21 of 49 drones that were launched by Russian forces overnight. With New Year 2024 arriving, presidential elections are scheduled to be held in Ukraine on March 31st. BBC correspondent Steve Rosenberg explains why Moscow is trying to affect the outcome.
I think the Russians want a pro-Moscow, pro-Russia government in Kyiv. That was their aim 2 years ago when they launched the special military operation. The objective hasn't changed. I think Russia wants to force Ukraine back into its orbit. It went badly wrong, but I don't think Vladimir Putin has given up on that idea.
Russia also has its own presidential election scheduled for March. Wall Street takes Monday off for New Year's Day, the three major indexes all finishing 2023 with record gains. Trading resumes on Tuesday. This is SRN News. Life getting tough for Christians in Bhutan.
The small nation bordering China is over 90% Buddhist, and anyone who converts to faith in Christ will be bullied by family and friends. They are also at risk of being fired from their jobs if their employers find out. Open Doors reports that in Bhutan, quote, no churches have official state recognition, meaning that any Christians holding a service together are technically worshiping illegally. Believers are also barred from registering property such as houses or land. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Legislative sessions begin in January or February in most states, and there haven't been many abortion-related bills filed just yet. However, both sides do expect that to change. National Right to Life says several states might consider laws like the one in Idaho that makes it illegal to transport a minor for an abortion without parental consent. Enforcement in Idaho is currently on hold. This is SRN News. Eurostar has canceled trains due to flooding, stranding hundreds of travelers in Paris and London.
In the Gare du Nord train station in Paris, passengers stare up at a screen by the Eurostar platform in hope of more news after dozens of trains were cancelled to and from London. Engineers working on the tunnel said water levels were reducing. The volume of water in the tunnel was unprecedented, they said. Stranded passenger Chris Dillashaw from San Antonio, Texas, told the AP,
our entire family is here. There's 12, 14 of us. And we were celebrating Christmas in Paris and then headed to London for our New Year's Eve plans.
The UK has been battered by strong gusty winds and heavy rain brought by Storm Gerrit throughout the festive period. Karen Chamas, London.
4 people have died, 2 others injured in a Michigan house explosion in Northfield Township, about 45 miles west of Detroit. Authorities have not determined the cause of that explosion. More details at SRNnews.com.